This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
We spoke with Jojo Baraka about Price County's WIC program and who people can contact if they have questions about it or the SNAP program.
Other programs that can be explored are Price County does offer a WIC program for qualifying families. If you don't know what WIC stands for, it is for Women, Infants, and Children Program. This supplemental food program offers nutritious foods for women who are pregnant, postpartum, or breastfeeding, as well as for infants and children up to the age of 5. So for defining whether you are eligible for WIC or not, we ask that you please reach out to our office or apply online at WICstrong.com. There's been a lot of information regarding the SNAP benefit program, so any questions can be directed to the Department of Human Services or DHS website for additional updates. For now, what we've had food share members may contact Quest Card Services for additional information on their balances on their current cards. That phone number is 877-415-5164.
November 27th through November 29th, the Phillips Public Library would like you to know that they will be closed for the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. They wish you a very happy Thanksgiving and look forward to seeing you when they return. Once again, November 27th through November 29th, the Phillips Library will be closed. The federal government shutdown has ended, but food insecurity is still top of mind for Governor Evers. Lisa Hale reports.
Governor Tony Evers toured the Oshkosh Area Community Pantry on Thursday, bringing attention not only to food insecurity, but also to the possibility of thousands of Wisconsinites losing health care coverage.
With the Obamacare credits that are going to be discussed in Washington, D.C., if that falls apart, which it very likely will, that means there's going to be tens of thousands of people in the state of Wisconsin that are going to be seeing double the amount of money that they have to pay for health care.
Evers said he is afraid it will lead to more food insecurity for Wisconsinites.
There's no ultimate answer, in my opinion, unless the federal government does what they need to do to make sure people have good health care, make sure that they have enough food.
In the meantime, Evers believes the $104 million that Wisconsin put forward to ensure residents would receive their SNAP or food share benefits during the federal government shutdown will be returned to the state.
It's a federal program with federal money. We help get it out the door, but yes, I'm sure we'll get the money.
In Oshkosh, I'm Lisa Hale, Civic Media News.
As the gun deer season draws nearer, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has a quick reminder to all hunters that deer management zones were modified in the Northern Forest Zone and part of the Central Forest Zone for the 2025 season. The deer management units, or DMUs, in the Northern Forest Zone have also changed to be habitat-based units. The new units are numerically labeled, and portions of 5 northern counties have been converted into farmland DMUs. The eastern portion of the Central Forest Zone has been reduced in size, affecting 4 counties. The Central Forest DMUs are now numerically labeled as well, with several counties in southeast Wisconsin having new metro subunit boundaries. The DNR invites you to please review the map of the new DMUs and see the season structure breakdown by counties before you hunt. You can find that map at dnrmaps.wi.gov. Today at 2 p.m., there's a fundraiser for Saving Grace Animal Rescue at Oxbow Bar and Grill. You're invited to grab a friend and come help Saving Grace raise money for their mission and future facility. This fundraiser will be a purse/bag bingo, and they do plan to have a few smaller raffle baskets as well. Once again, this is taking place today at 2 p.m. over at Oxbow Bar and Grill. Tech giant Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, is putting a 700,000-square-foot facility in Beaver Dam. Savannah Tolmie-Olson has more.
It's the company's 30th data center in the U.S. and is designed to, quote, enable ambitious AI workloads, end quote. Community leaders said earlier this year one company was pursuing a data center in Beaver Dam. While it was reported to be Meta, that wasn't officially confirmed until this week. Staff from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation celebrated the groundbreaking, telling WISC Beaver Dam is the right fit because of its infrastructure, workforce, and the community. Governor Tony Evers says Wisconsin needs to stay one step ahead in harnessing AI technologies. Meta company leaders say they'll be spending more than $1 billion on the project. They say it'll create more than 1,000 construction jobs and then more than 100 permanent jobs once it's built. Officials from Meta have not released how much power the data center will consume. But WEDC says the company is paying for $200 million worth of energy upgrades. The company is giving $15 million to Alliant Energy to help families who can't afford their utility bills and will be preserving almost 600 acres as wetlands in partnership with Ducks Unlimited. According to WPR's reporting, the city created a tax incentive program for Meta, and once it expires, the mayor says Meta will be paying about 15% of all incoming tax revenue for the city. The project is expected to be finished in 2027. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson.
I'm Austin Brumaine, and this has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Hornets in NBA Cup action at Five Serve Forum in Milwaukee. At just 23 years old, the Bucks point guard, Ryan Rollins, is averaging just over 17 points per game. Head coach Doc Rivers.
He's been great, learns every day. You know, he's still young, and he's probably the hardest worker on our team. He's got a lot going for him.
College football, Wisconsin's at number 2 ranked Indiana tomorrow. Kickoff 11 a.m. The Packers play the Giants Sunday at noon. Lucas Van Ness back at practice after missing a month with a foot injury. Baseball, Brewers GM Matt Arnold named the MLB Executive of the Year for a second year in a row. So what about the team's payroll next season?
We're going to have the resources that we need. We have support from our ownership to put a quality product on the field. There are a lot of small market teams that can't say that, and we can. And then there are also a lot of teams that spent a lot of money that didn't get in, you know, and so I don't think it's just about the money.
That's the Brewers' Matt Arnold with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be a really nice day today, mostly sunny with a high right around 60 this afternoon and just a very light south breeze. Tonight, mostly cloudy, will drop to 41. Tomorrow, sprinkle or two in the morning, then sunny, cooler but nice, our high right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98QCountry.com or trailmix.fm.